Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another crazy, most controversial, most chaotic talk show on Block Talk Radio. Welcome to another edition of The Absolute Truth. I am your host, Willemos, the king of king himself, the man that will be dropping F-bombs on the show soon. I am the Hot Rod. And on the phone line, I have the vice president of pissing people off, the one and only.
The one that's dropping the mother of all bombs, Sean Black, back in the building once again. It's episode 99, my friend. 99. Just had to bring that up.
99? You sure about that?
Yes, I'm sure.
Well, I'll be damned. I can't believe the Hot Rod with Sean Black has done this crazy show for 99th time. With,
you know, you're forgetting
with
somebody else that's part of the show.
Donald Trump?
Well, he's been part of the most recent episode of the show, but as a co-host, as much as he's created chaos, we might as well put him in there and give him some credit for that too. But
I'd be happy to give him on air time. No problem.
Oh Lord.
Well, yes. Anitra B might or might not be part of the show. I don't know yet. But you know what? As the saying goes, the show must go on. So, Sean Black, for the 99th time, think about this for a second and be true to yourself and to me. Are you ready to piss some people off?
I'm not really that sure yet. Oh, what the hey? We might.
All right, cool. The number to call in, ladies and gentlemen, is 347-989-8402. The number once again is 347-989-8402. And as always, I will say this as a broken record. Sean Black and I always come up with topics a couple of days before. Sean Black likes to wait till Friday to come up with a description of the show, sometimes Saturday. And guess what? Everything always changes. It never fails.
Yeah. We've already swapped out two other topics that we were going to actually do that we discussed. I think it was Thursday that we initially started. We usually brainstorm in the middle of the week, and then we kind of fine-tune what topics we're going to talk about. And it changed twice in 2 days. Go figure.
Hey, but you know what? That one made it so interesting. We try to keep with the times. Well, breaking news, breaking stories, because you never know, because this world is losing its mind. I've been seeing that for a long time, but there's nothing new. But this is a new way we're seeing the world is losing its mind.
Losing?
losing everything.
I thought they lost it already.
Oh, true. Well, I hope everyone enjoyed the Easter yesterday. Mm. I know me and my family did. But unfortunately, there has been some crazy news that's going on up in Cleveland. I'm sure everybody heard about this. There's a massive manhunt right now for a suspect, Steve Stephen, 37 years old. There's two different types of stories, but there's a story that I believe is true. They say he went on a killing spree. He said on his Facebook he's on a killing spree, but the cops have no track of it, that he killed 15 people. But one thing that's for sure, that he went on Facebook Live, took out his frustration over a girlfriend or ex-girlfriend, I believe, and her name is Joy Lane, right, Sean?
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
And he went up to an elderly guy while streaming on Facebook Live, you know, venting, an elderly man, Robert Godwin, 74 years old. The man just came from Easter dinner. He just went up to him and said, you know, don't blame me, blame her. This is his girlfriend. I'm going to say his girlfriend for now. And shot him in the head. Live on Facebook for people to see. And walked away like Nothing. A random stranger walked up to another stranger, because I guess Steve is having a bad day, and shot the poor guy, a World War II veteran, a father of 10 kids, just coming home, going home after Easter dinner. Now, some people say, this is nothing new. People get shot, people get killed every day. I'm not giving credit where credit's due. That is disgusting. But what gets me now, and I think that's what's driving people crazy, is two things. Sean Black, what is up with people's live streaming? I know you don't have social media, but people are live streaming evilness. Like lately, a topic we meant to talk about, there has been sexual assault, gang rape on Facebook Live, and now you have live killing. What do you take from this?
You know, this is one of those rare cases where, you know, you get angry looking at the news, but when you actually see something like this, not only does it make you really, really angry, it makes you really, really want to sound militant just about things that are going on. We're not talking about just a crime or somebody being, the word I'm looking for is trying to look important, somebody looking for popularity, somebody's trying to show that they're the next internet star. This is somebody that is extremely, extremely angry, dangerous, and used what has happened in his personal life with a female as the impetus to go on and do this heinous, disgusting crime. The words that he used in the video were, I'm going to find me someone I'm going to kill. I'm going to kill this guy right here, the older dude. And just walked over to the guy, told him to recite his girlfriend's name, for whatever reason, took the gun out, put it to his head, and fired and left him there. Records it, gets back in his car, drives off. And he said, the reason why this is happening is because of the girlfriend. Joy Lane is the name. And that's the only time I'm going to say that name in this entire hour. The FBI actually is now on a manhunt for this guy who has been, I believe they've linked him to 5 different states, so looking to see where he may be because he's probably jumped state lines, doesn't know where he is. He talked to his mother prior to this whole thing, and I remember I believe his mother went on the record and saying that the son said that it'll be a miracle if you see me again. You don't go killing people because you're angry about the ex-girlfriend. And there are no signs outside. Like you said, there's nothing there that's stating that he lost his mind potentially, that he was going to snap. He worked as a behavioral health agency attendant, social worker, that served children, ironically, since 2008. The agency said in the statement afterwards that he'd been a vocational specialist since 2015, and before that he was a youth mentor. There's a $50,000 reward that's being offered for any information leading to the guy. And as you stated, 9 children, 14 grandchildren, retired foundry worker, paid a debt to society as far as doing work, children, family, retired, went out after Easter dinner, and this kind of craziness happens. I don't know what the issue is with so many people that get to Facebook or get to Twitter or go to whatever social media they have, and they have this ideal that whatever heinous, evil act they're going to do, they're going to put it live and then disseminate it. And we've talked about this over the course of the last over 2 years. We've talked about different things in social media between people having sex and trying to put it on social media, to people getting drunk and driving, to parents humiliating their children and putting it on social media, and now we're seeing rapes and crimes, et cetera.
So once again, do you think this is like a growing trend? And like, you know what? I want to be internet famous or want my video go viral. Even though if they do a crazy ad, it will be taken down within hours, but it will get the media attention from it. Like us, we're talking about it right now.
Exactly. And the crazy thing about it is Facebook themselves, they say they have their own policy to make sure that things like this don't happen. They say they have algorithms that they use that they can go ahead and try and see if a video is going to bring up crime or murder or anything illegal, and then they initially yank a video off very quickly. There was a woman that worked with Facebook. I believe she was a spokeswoman for Mark Zuckerberg, who is the co-creator of Facebook. And the press and the media asked her what Facebook is doing to make sure that videos like this happen, and she kept saying, I have no comment on the situation. She talked about technology and we want to grow Facebook brand, et cetera, et cetera.
But you can't stop it, really. If you have a million people going live right now, you cannot watch every single video that's going on at that moment. I'm like, you could stop it to a certain degree, but you can't really stop it in total. I don't think there's any technology like that would tell you, the horror is going to drop right now. Let's stop that video, you know,
exactly.
Until someone report it. Well, I think that's another problem. People, half the people that watch these type of videos, they don't report it. If I see Sean Black raping a woman on Facebook Live, I'm supposed to call 911 right away. But sometimes, for some people, you're so shocked by what's going on. For some people, you might lose focus of a thing. Like, you know, like your attention is over. Well, oh my gosh, Sean Black is raping someone right now.
Or even more so, it looks like, well, this can't be real. Then maybe it's staged because, as we just stated, a lot of people try to do things to get internet attention.
And you know what? You hit it right there. Half the time, it is staged. So when you do watching it, you wait for the next step. You wait for the suspense. And by the time when it's done, oh, my God, I should have called the cops. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe he did that or she did that. But by then, it's too late.
And this is where we have that problem where over the last 10 years, since really social media has really gained steam and picked up, probably the last 10, 15 years almost, we're seeing so many things happen in such a rapid fashion that it's kind of hard to explain. Like I said before, Facebook has their own algorithms, as they say it, but there have been so many different things that have happened. One of the things that the company says is that they don't allow horrific crime, pornography. They have a team that monitors videos in different languages, so they have graphic videos and images that document human rights abuses. You know, you won't see slavery or slave trade or you know, things along those lines, anything that glorifies violence. The problem is, and this is what
we talked about.
Sean,
we all love violence. We all love
exactly.
Violence. We all love sex.
Yes. How many videos have you shown me privately away from the show where some kid was getting into a fight at a schoolyard or in a bar or somewhere else that somebody uploaded on Facebook, and you would show me the video and see what happened, and then it's still up there. There are videos that you showed me a year ago that I'm pretty sure are still up there, which talks about glorifying violence.
And our producer Mikey said hello, and you're right. But besides that, what also ticked me off about what's going on, like a perfect example, last night, because in New York City there has been a crazy shooting everywhere, and for Easter Sunday, instead of people rising from the dead, people are being dead. But there was a quote unquote gang shooting. Maybe 10 minutes from where I live, guy got shot in the head, most likely, like I said, gang related. And my friend posted a video on Aftermath on Facebook. I did not say anything to that person because I don't want to start any trouble or start a fight because I don't know what that person's intention was for posting that video. It could be good, it could be bad, but in my opinion, I think it was tasteless.
Mm-hmm.
When you see the person, the teenager, who's probably like, I believe, 22, 23, blood all over the floor, head blown up, and people are standing there looking with their cameras out, taking videos, taking pictures. Like, no respect for someone who just lost their life for whatever reason. Like I said, most likely gang-related. Like, okay, what gratification I would get recorded a dead person on the floor?
Exactly.
One person was crying, like, this person needs to get help. Everybody laughing. I'm like, this person's dead.
Yeah.
Look at all that blood. There's nothing you could do. But like
exactly.
The way society is, the way we see it, especially we're from the hood, we're used to seeing dead bodies. It kind of like doesn't faze us to a certain degree. You know, some people look at, oh, another person got shot, blood on the floor. Oh, well, onto my fried chicken spot.
You know, YouTube is filled with thousands of videos, violent videos. I'll give you an example. There was a video I saw probably 3 or 4 years ago, and there's probably more of them out there, of, I think this might have happened either in somewhere in the West Indies, maybe Jamaica, or maybe Barbados, whatever, I'm not sure. But there was a man who was riding, I believe, a motorcycle, and was riding the motorcycle in the wrong, against the flow of traffic. So he was going north, traffic was going south, and I believe he drove, and I think he swerved to try to avoid traffic and slammed into a truck, was run over completely by the truck. And his head, his skull was fractured. I believe his leg was destroyed, was hanging off the bone. It was graphic. It was disgusting. Somebody recorded that and waited until somebody, you know, usually you figure, okay, call the police, call an ambulance, call somebody. Somebody was there to record it before they even, I don't know how much time passed, but there was that whole look at the accident deal where they tell you, like you see a car accident, everybody rubbernecks, they look at it because they know that it's something so graphic, but you have to look at it, and posted that online. And there are videos like that all over YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, et cetera. And it begs to what you just explained, is the fact that, one, we are a society that loves chaos. Two, we're also a society that thinks because they posted the video that they're going to get, one, hits to whatever their site name, et cetera, is, and also they're going to get fame for the fact that they either broke the story or were the first to actually get that video on their social media channel. And this is the mentality that we have now, where we've got people not only killing each other, maiming other people, or seeing something that has happened, and instead of being proactive and helping, they're trying to be internet reporters and not getting people the help that they would actually need. And somebody could have probably lived through one of these things, and we're not
okay.
Doing that.
So what do you think is worse? Hey, you have to choose one. The person that live streamed the video of the killing, or the people that repost the footage of the killing?
Well, see, here's the thing. And this is one of those things that they talked about, the parents and the family members of the victim. Once a video is on the internet, it's almost impossible to get rid of. Because of, like you stated, it gets shared. Somebody gets this video. Oh, look at what Todd put up here. Oh, Todd sent me this video. Oh, let me send this to Sarah. Oh, Sarah, look at what Todd sent me. And now you send it to someone else, and it continues to go on and on and on. And the problem is, without context, somebody can be sending a video thinking it's entertaining as opposed to saying, oh, this is disgusting. Let me send this to the cops. So I think that when you're looking at it, the worst thing is if you're sharing it, sharing it, sharing it. Now, here's where it gets that slippery slope. Obviously, something like this is news. So if somebody puts something up like this online and it gets to the proper authorities, then it becomes the news story because now you have a killer who admitted to doing something, was complicit in doing it, and then recorded it and then uploaded it to social media. So that person either wants to be caught or is just brazen enough that just doesn't care. That's where the problem lies.
Okay, we have a caller. 404-921, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Ain't much, man. I'm just checking in late, man, so I'm trying to catch up where you guys are. I hear you talking about, you know, the shooter. And
yeah,
I mean, there's the spectacle of social media and the fact that once you normalize, you know, the phone is part of your existence and kind of giving all your private information, like the idea of privacy is kind of being blurred right now because people are, you know, showing you what they have for breakfast, showing you just mundane stuff all of the time, feel like they have to share. And when you have a collective thought like that, you start to see people kind of playing into it like their own reality version of TV. So somebody who's mentally ill, disturbed, crazy, whatever you want to call it, they would do the same, you know, type of function. So he wanted this spectacle. He wanted this to be out there. And now we see it playing out. But it's kind of weird to see people start to go through that same type of 9/11 thought where they start wanting to get rid of their freedom and everything else for security that really, you know, the state can't provide. But people are like, you know, thinking save us, protect us. And, you know, it's just weird to watch all of this go down, man. Just the social media aspect and just that freedom aspect of people thinking that the state can protect you from people who go bad. Like that's a part of the world, man. There's going to be things that happen. And nobody can protect you at all times.
I'm sorry. It's funny they said that, but one of my questions coming up was, do you think Steve Stevens, that's a hard name for me to say, even though it's an easy one. This is a tongue twister for me because I'm sober. Do you think he had mental illness? Oh,
well,
he
I mean, some went
at the wrong time.
Yeah, some went wrong for him to go this far to where he's willing to kill people. So, I mean, there's something wrong mentally there. But just the aspect of I want this to be seen and I'm going to somewhat terrorize some people because of this relationship that didn't go the way I wanted it to or my life's not in the direction I wanted it to. I'm going to lash out and this is what I'm going to do.
And I did crack up the joke that if this woman turned this guy crazy, I'd be damned if I did any woman that turned me crazy, that woman go out killing people.
Hey, man,
that, woman is not
that ain't the woman. That's a you issue. That ain't the other person. That's a you issue.
But once again,
that could have been any woman.
No, I agree. But people don't think in that logic concept because they say, hey, you know what? This guy went crazy because of a woman. You know what? Let me try to do the same. I'm concerned about copycats. That's what I'm aiming at. You know what? I'm having a bad day. Let me just go outside shooting people and then become famous and run from the law. It seems like a common trend now.
Yeah.
And let me just say we've always had that in society where people have kind of lost their way and lashed out and went nuts. We just didn't get the, you know, play-by-play or that person's social media activity. What's crazy now is the fact that everybody has all this stuff documented. If something bad happens, you start going through their stuff, and then anything they say sounds crazy over the years. You're flipping through their videos like, oh, yeah, this dude, yeah, I knew he was crazy. You know what I mean?
And you and Sean Black. Hold on. You and Sean Black hit that mark. We knew about these stories for a very long time, but now since there's cameras everywhere, now we're watching the visual of it. How many times we see cop killing, cop beaters? We heard about it for many years, but now we're seeing it for ourselves. You're seeing it in men and women getting shot, now we're getting upset ourselves even more. Our emotions getting higher because before we read about it in the paper, we watched the fake news, but now we see it on social media or see it on World Star Hip Hop or the internet. We're like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. Go ahead, K-Dog.
Hey, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing tonight, man?
Okay.
Man.
What up?
Hey, what's going on? Well, I saw the shooting, and man, I just got to say, man, this is just crazy. Because you know what? Now there is something, and I heard you, and I was listening to the show, and I heard what you guys had to say. Now these days, what's going on, especially with in terms of modern technology, social media, people are putting everything on camera. It doesn't matter what it is. Because right now, especially with this horrible murder that happened, this guy wanted to show, this is what I'm going to do. You know, just to get back at the ex-girlfriend or something. I mean, he made the older gentleman say the girlfriend's name before shooting him. And I mean, it's the worst thing that the family could go through right now, seeing their father, seeing a grandfather getting murdered. And now this guy went on a rant on social media saying, like, you know, he killed 13 people and look at what he, you know, look at what he's doing. And I mean, something snapped. Something snapped in this man. I mean, let's look at in terms of anger. Like, especially if a breakup is painful, I mean, he probably felt anger or something for him to do something like that. And it's a shame that now that these things are happening on camera. And I just wanted to add this about what happened yesterday, Hot Rod, with Coney Island. There was something else that went down. I saw a video of a guy getting jumped yesterday in Coney Island. He was getting beaten and robbed. You know, it's things like this. I mean, people are making videos of crime. I'm not sure if you guys agree with me or not, but this is a new thing now. People are not, you know, reporting the crime. They're going ahead. Oh, I'm going to take this. I'm going to take this. They see a fight break out. They're not trying to stop the fight. They're pulling out their cameras and putting it on World Star Hip Hop or YouTube.
But Sean, before I go to you, okay, that concept when people recording a fight, let's be honest. If I see two or three people praying out there, do you think I should be involved in it? Or even bother calling the cops about
you
it?
You should call.
If it's not my business?
You should do something about it because you know what? Someone could seriously get hurt.
But what about, I'm playing devil's advocate. I don't care about these people. This is about, basically, I'm in the hood. This black brothers and sisters, we fight each other all the time. Blah, 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 blah. Sean?
And that's part of the problem. You know, we go back 25 years to the Rodney King riots. And the only reason why anything happened in the way it was is because those 56 lashes that Rodney King got was recorded.
And it was all videotaped.
Exactly. And sent in to the local media. And the news ran with it. And even without context, you've seen the police doing what they did to Rodney King. We fast forward now, 25 years later, and this isn't even about police brutality or anything, although we all know it's prevalent in the news because we just talked about it a couple weeks ago. But between police taking liberties with people that they've arrested, with police making mistakes and shooting the wrong person, we've seen and we just saw, it was last week, of a kid who got a gun and killed himself by accident
on Facebook,
which I believe Shaquille O'Neal said he's going to pay for this kid's funeral himself.
This kid accidentally shot himself.
Yes. We're seeing now with the advent of Vine videos and America's Funniest Home Videos and all of these other forms of media where you, the viewer, are the star, and you, the viewer, are the content provider. You're now a part of this whole entire entity of medium that you usually would have to go and pay money for elsewhere, where you see television, Hollywood, you see people producing and filming their own TV content, their own shows, their own music, whatever. Now we're in an era where all you need is a cell phone and a memory stick or memory card and flash memory and the internet, and you are an automatic star. And that's the problem.
Okay, so to the
other can I add something else? Because I think one thing we can't miss on is this is a sick society. It has always been, and now
yes,
that
it's
documented,
been.
People can't avoid the reality of what the society is. It produces a lot of misformed, misshapen, and mentally unstable people, and now we just get the documentation of it, where before we could deny it. Same thing with police brutality, where people. Black people have been saying this for decades, and it was always denied, pushed down, or said people were exaggerating. So now we get video footage of it, and we still get the same outcome of people walking away scot-free when we have some cases that are really, really questionable. So, I think now we're just actually looking at what we're really seeing. So these videos are essentially a mirror for America that they can't hide from anymore. You have to face up to what this country is right now. And, yeah, we are really violent. We are really angry. We're really selfish. And to the point of breaking up a fight, self-defense is the first law, so just act within your own discretion. If there are times where it's young kids and you think you should break it up, break it up. But you should always concern yourself with your own safety first. You know?
Oh, yeah. You do.
Okay,
because
I have
some people.
But I have another caller. Yeah. I have Max. Max.
Oh, hey, what's up, Max? Oh,
hey, what's up, bro?
I was just listening to the conversation. Oh, what you guys are talking about make a lot of valid points. I'm just actually, I'm in the summit. I've been going for 3 days, so I'm actually they sent me over there to freaking Queens for certain members of my department to do the stupid summit about what you guys are going through, and we watched the video shooting, and we were like, oh boy, and then the instructor was telling us. All right, so what's your take on all this? What's going on? So we're doing this thing called Title IX, Enough's Enough. We're doing all types of nonsense about the transgender, and we're doing all the thing about the Facebook media, and it's parenting crisis. The whole thing is all a parent. They're not taking control of the kids.
So what are you trying to say? This is basically a distraction?
Basically, it starts at home, and people still not understanding it. Everyone has to know their role. Bottom line is people have to know their business at the household. It's not getting in order. It's so much these kids, it's grasping on for attention. They're grasping on for some excitement. There's no discipline. There's no freaking authority in the household.
But hold on. But Max,
you and I,
we go through this subject all the time.
I'm not arguing with you, but
times has changed. Look at it, guys. Most parents are not home now. That's one of the major problems, because especially in New York,
Just seconds ago, just now.
Wow, my phone is going up here. Go ahead, Matt.
Somebody's phone just jumped in without letting me finish what I have to say. What I'm trying to explain to you guys is with a better parenting skills and better parenting rules in the household, the structure has to change. Certain parents have to start saying, you know what, we're going to have to police the social media, internet. We got to police the TV programs you guys are watching. We got to make sure they got to start making some rules. That first of all, the black men in general, as a whole, good or bad, have to respect their black women. They have to find a way to say, all right, this is a role. We have to play a role with the black women. We need the women in the household. Just like the black women have to allow their men back in the house. And they have to allow their men back in without discipline, without destroying them, being disobedient, being disloyal to the black men. Stop playing the victim role. Because the kids are going to see all these flaws in both sides of the sex. We got to stop doing this nonsense.
Max?
Okay.
Can I respond
when y'all get a chance.
One more thing. All right. One more thing, just to put my point again, we have to let people talk and not over-talk them and not show too much emotions. We got to calm it down. I'm listening to you guys, but you guys have to calm it down. Just remember back in the days, that was back then. The 50s fathers and moms, the fathers had that sense of authority. Don't take that shit in the household. Calm yourself down.
I have to put everybody on pause for a minute because I have two other callers. I will get back to you guys in a minute. Let me just get these callers out the way first. Hold on 1 minute, please. Hello, caller. You on the air?
Hello? Hello?
Sounds like they might have some technical difficulties, perhaps.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Everybody back in. Everybody's back in, Huck. I got two weird callers now, but the show's blowing up. Okay, so K-Dog, respond to Max.
Yeah, okay,
go to the other caller.
Yeah, Max, man, I agree with what you said, but you know what else? That's the problem. You see, if the parents themselves don't know no better, and I'm not disagreeing with you, and I agree with you 100% with what you said. The problem is the parents themselves don't know no better, because you know what? Unfortunately, you have some people out there who are slaves to social media. Grown folks, their parents, grown folks, putting everything on social media. They live their entire lives on social media. And, of course, with the reality shows, I'm not even going to get into. But it's disgusting. And you're right about the black man and the black woman. But, of course, you know what it comes down to at the end of the day? It comes down to self-respect. We got to keep ourselves in check. We got to check it. We got to check ourselves. And you know how we do that is by staring at yourself in the mirror. And I'm not, you know, trying to sugarcoat the situation. But it's a damn shame what's going on right now in the home.
Okay,
because,
well, all right, Kato, I have to go to the other guy. 404, what's your intake on that or what Max said?
Yeah, like I understand where he's coming from. Somebody wants solutions. They want to figure out a way to solve this. No matter what, social media, the internet, this idea of changing privacy is not going back in the box. So this is a new reality, and we have to figure out solutions around this reality, because that's not going back. People are giving up privacy to a certain extent. But
mm-hmm.
families are just an extension of society, so it doesn't start at the family. It starts with the society. That 1950s era you talked about, families could be sustained on one income. So the father could just have the job, and the mother could be the homemaker and the first teacher. Well, that doesn't really exist for the majority of people anymore. Now, for the most part, everybody needs two incomes. So you're talking about less time with your child and more shuffling your child around to, you know, different family members and daycares and after school programs and all that other stuff, because there's less time that you have because you have to work so much. And like I said, this gets back to society no matter what. So we have to shape society around the new norms and figure out better ways. But if we want better outcomes with the families, it starts with societies, and not only how we move politically, but how we move economically and culturally locally. And that's for all people, black, white, whatever you want to call it, man, because
exactly.
every group is having the same problems right now. And that's why you see the high divorce rates. That's why we see the high single parenthood, mothers and fathers, because there's a lot of dudes now who are single parents. And, you know, we just got some societal issues we got to start poking through, because there's no quick fix to this stuff.
Okay, Sean Black?
Yeah. As far as everything involved, you just encompass everything in one big globe. The problem is obviously multifaceted. It's not something that's going to have a quick solution to, but if you're looking at why everything is the way it is now, it's because social media cuts across, as you stated, multiple different nationalities, religions. It's not just a poor white guy. It's not just a poor black guy. It's not just the rich Asian woman. It goes everywhere. And everybody has their own sort of background towards social media, their own ideals towards social media. And in all reality, it was initially done to network, and it's changed from networking to what we see now. You can have it for a force of good, or you can use it for the nonsense that we've been seeing now. And when we start seeing people killing each other, killing other people, committing suicide, bullying folks, then we have to wonder who gets the responsibility of that using the social media, because it's a big responsibility that people don't really realize. you have to have a great deal of responsibility and restraint to use social media, and a lot of people don't use it in the way that it was either, one, meant to be used, or two, in a way that it can be a tool to help other people. True. A lot of people use it for nonsense, like, well, oh, I just painted my car purple. Let me put it on social media and show my cousin who lives in California. Or, you know, I just had this wacky haircut.
Yeah.
Let me just send this off to Texas and somebody will look at it that way. No, let's go ahead and let me kill somebody and record it, and then let's see what kind of a buzz that I get. Remember when we talked a couple weeks ago about the mentally challenged white boy that was abused by three African-American teens, beat up and humiliated and put on Facebook live, and then they were upset when the live feed was over and they didn't get enough views. This is the kind of society we're living in now, and you have to stifle it now at the level that it is now. And Max brought up a perfectly good point in the fact that it starts at home, it starts with what parents value and what does a parent have the knowledge of to impart to their own children. Because we've had a lot of children grow up raising children. We've got people that are grandparents at age 35 and great-grandparents at age 45, 50. So we have to find out where the systematic problems start and how to help that out. But what's going on now as far as government-wise, their minds are elsewhere. So it goes back to the parents and the system and the programs that can help other people out so that these kinds of things can be taken care of. And that's not happening right now.
Okay, hold on. Before I give it back to Max, I want to tell a little bit of personal story about myself to back up Max and other gentlemen's story. Some of you guys know me very well. I get up at 4:30 in the morning, every morning, to handle my business. 6:30, I take care of the kids, get them ready for school, head to work. I'll come back home after 10 hours. First thing I do, well, I get home at 8 o'clock, get the kids, the wife and I, we get the kids ready, feed them, get them to bed by a certain time so they'll be ready for school. I don't see my kids throughout the whole day, and my focus is not really spending time with them. My focus is getting them ready to get them to bed, you know, so I could do other things at the same time. Because why? Both the girl and I, we both at work. We're both away. And you guys know I work long hours. And when the kids are finally done, I got chores to do. I'm doing a show quietly while my kids are sleeping right now, you know. So society is a problem. Live in New
Big
York. Not one person could have a job and live comfortable. And that's crazy. You can make six figures in New York City and still consider lower class. Don't you think that's like crazy and mind blowing? So stuff like that make people go crazy sometimes. I'm not making excuses for a lot of people, but society makes us crazy, and that's why you have the question: who has, who has not had mental disorder? Because to me, it seems like almost everybody at a certain level have a mental disorder or mental stress. Dealing with Sean Black every day—that's my mental stress, you know. Well, Max, go ahead. We have 15 minutes left.
Oh well. Amen for what you guys are going through. I'll say this. What the caller said earlier, I just mentioned the 1950s as a start of saying it was a start for a black family to finally build in a household and to own certain homes. But by the 60s, the mid-60s, when they killed off the leaders, it was a disarray in the black family household. But the point I'm trying to say to is basically that, number one, if you really want to fix things and start changing, communicate with different race and how their family and their structure is being better off than the structure in other households. Be around them to see, what am I missing? What do I need to put in my household? Learn how to listen. Learn how to observe. Learn how to communicate with the other race members that are all successful. I'm not saying it works overnight, but you got to gradually build, take notes, talk with the person that you're with. Me, I'll make it quick. Like what I need to say, I was a little personal. I left my daughter's mom. simple fact is I seen the patterns, and I said to myself, I cannot form a family with this woman because this woman signs with social media and all these housewife nonsense and all that ghetto nonsense. She wanted to portray herself as some sort of diva. That's not happening. You're going to deconstruct the family. So I chose to pack up and bail out. But I still became a dad to my kid. But I cannot build another, bring another child to this world from that woman. You have to eliminate
Or any woman in general, I'm just saying.
No. If you see this woman going to deconstruct the family, you've got to get out of it. She's showing any signs of not being constructive, got to go.
Okay, not to be too personal, but don't you think that's a problem with most society today?
No,
the gentleman said
most
earlier, how you know there's a lot of single fathers, a lot of single mothers now. There's not really a lot of couples today.
There's a lot of couples are afraid, Rodney. There's a lot that are afraid to leave, and they're not thinking, you know what? You gotta
I'm one of them. You didn't hear that.
Listen,
I'm one of them.
I see my kid. I don't see my kid like I used to every day, but I know deep down I gotta build because there's certain things the child cannot see. You gotta eliminate that because you may have self control, but the other person may not have self control. But it's not good for the child to see the destruction in the household.
Okay.
When it comes down to destruction, it is the worst thing ever. I mean, and don't forget one thing to add: children mimic their parents, and that's the thing you got to remember. Because the way you act, a child might think it's okay to act that way. You got to install that in them. You got to install that discipline. I'm sorry to say this, but you know, I grew up in an old school way of parenting. And you got to, you know, be the disciplinarian. You cannot be a child's friend. You cannot be, oh, this is my people. No, you got to be responsible for that child no matter what. That's your responsibility. You want that child to look up to you. Be the first teacher to that child.
Okay, well, we got like about 10 minutes left. So I want to go to the other topic before we wrap it up. New York State is the first state in the United States to offer free college tuition towards households, families, since we talk about families and everything, of 125 and under. The caller, 404, I know you're not from New York. You're from?
Down in Atlanta.
Atlanta. Yes, now I remember who you are. So we offer free college now. So between you and Max, do you think college tuition should be free for students?
Well,
to a certain
honestly,
level.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. Are going to make your outcomes better for your local area because now you're giving people an opportunity to really take advantage of something that could lead to them having the employment that they could sustain a family and sustain a community by the taxes they pay and the production you'll see in your local area. So the fact that normal kids who probably wouldn't have gone to college get that opportunity, and overachievers will be able to use that to go get their post grad or PhD or whatever else and not have those student loans weighing down on them as much later on. So this is a really great outcome. And think about this. The amount of college graduates you have, you start to decrease how much you have to put to the police. You start to decrease how much you have to put in the prisons. And you got productive members of society that won't be dependent on your local government subsidies. So food stamps and people needing Section 8 and things like that, you start to decrease those things when you have better outcomes. So, yeah, this is nothing but good, and I think a better spending of the public dollar than all of the other things I just listed. So, yeah, I'm in agreement with it.
Okay, Max?
I'll jump in and say, all right, it was free back in the days in the 70s. If it could be completely free with no strings attached, no penalties, no loopholes, just completely free like it's a public school, yes. But there's some strings attached. There's some loophole saying, under these terms, BBB, this is going to be. I'm like, no, I don't want no trapment.
Yeah.
Huh.
But okay, that's the craziest part of that whole thing. And a lot of people don't realize that Governor Cuomo put that in New York City, in New York State, I should say. It's basically you have to be making, up until now in 2019, families' gross income has to be $125,000 or less. the catch, which a lot of people don't realize, is that after you graduate, you have to stay in New York State for 4 years, or you have to pay all that money back. That's what we people don't realize.
Man.
And Hot Rod, we talked about this last week. Where was the money going to come from? And
we have we have to pay for it. No, that's a given. The taxpayers.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Excuse me, guys.
Caller. Hold on, I got another caller, Brother B.
All
right. Yo, what up, everybody?
Hello.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, what's up, Brother B?
Hey, what's up going on? How y'all doing?
All right.
Okay.
We're talking about college, free college tuition.
Free college tuition? I thought you were talking about something dramatic and crazy.
Oh, we did for at least 50 minutes.
No, I mean,
but if you want to talk about the Facebook, go right ahead. What's your intake about the Facebook killing?
Listen, you already know my attitude on it. If you want to get deep on it, it's bullshit. It's a Manchurian candidate. It's all a distraction. All it does is pushes what Trump and all these other countries are doing just to the back burner. Like, no one's paying attention anymore because everybody's so caught up in the BS. And my thing on these social media websites, which I'll be talking about on Thursday, yo, it's a psychology. It's a scam, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? It just tricks everybody into doing one thing when there's something else going on.
But don't you find it disturbing that people are trending their crimes right now on social media? Or are you just upset that people talking about it?
My whole thing is people are trending it and talking about it. And then the sad part is no one is really looking at the fact of what you're not really doing. And at the same time, what you are doing. Because like I said in the post, like, you're giving a platform, a stage to the wrong people. Because this guy, whoever this guy is, he's enjoying all of this. Listen, if a dude going to get up there and say he was suicidal and all this and blame everybody else under the sun, come on, man, really? So to me, that's not no mental illness. That's somebody who's looking for an excuse to just go do whatever they want to go do. And you're going about it in a way where you're getting people to basically root for you. Because I've read some comments that people left on what he said, and they find it funny. So I'm like, when is killing some people funny? But this is how we've become desensitized, because everything is overexposure. So
once again, the problem is society.
Is really, it's put like this. So somebody gave you a fork and said, here, go stab yourself. And that's exactly what it is. From society to social media, people are just running around stabbing themselves.
The government hasn't helped in any way either with all of the programs that are being ripped apart, with all the money that's being pulled away from programs in general that could help people get away from
this
kind of
stuff. It's all a mess.
That's the whole thing. If I want to torture you, I don't have to touch you. I can just turn around and say, hey, listen, I'm going to give you tuna fish every day for the next 365 days. Some people don't, you know what I'm saying? That's torture in itself.
So, Brother B, before we go, what do you think should be one of the solutions to this problem?
First of all, like I was saying, and I am going to say, you can't pull some of that shit on YouTube, because YouTube will shut it down quick. They will shut it down quick. But why on Facebook? Why on Instagram? Because I feel a lot of minorities are on it.
Mm-hmm.
So they're giving us a tool to just kick ourselves in the ass. What needs to be done is needs to be a whole lot more scrutiny and a whole lot more filters. I think this should start to access. See, somebody said to me, oh, what about, you know, that's clamping down on people's freedom. Listen, there's some other things that happen. Exactly, because this country ain't free. Living nowadays, you're paying for freedom. One way or another, you're paying for it. So just not make a mistake about that. But my thing is, something needs to be done about social media because it's dangerous. It's very dangerous.
Okay.
Let me throw this in before anything, Hot Rod. Let me just say, today the college professor had told me, because the session is going on until tomorrow, too. The college professor had said the one thing that we all, society, has a problem with to this day is ownership. We have to own up to these problems. Even if a parent, you got to.
What do you mean by ownership?
As far as, like, this stuff from here, like, your parent, just like I'm a parent, I'm sure some of the calls are parents. You got to scare the hell out of your kids to make them learn how to really own up to their mistakes, own up to the consequences, what they could have come down to. Anything happens, they got to own it up. Scare them when it comes to Facebook. These are going to be the consequences. Hey, whatever comes out of your mouth, it doesn't. You can't erase it. It does. You got to own up to anything. Owning up
okay.
to owning up to your money, owning up to any antics. Teach them how to own.
Well, you got 2 minutes left, and Milton S. wants to say something. Milton S., you got 2 minutes.
All right. As far as taking care of your own communities, that goes with ownership of owning businesses. Because I know when I go out in my community here, I see the little Asian Chinese store. I see the kids working in the front door, in the front there. I go to the bodega, one of the Arabs. I see the young teenagers running the front door, you know, sometimes when the overhead comes to provision. That's how you pass down things. Like Dr. Boyce Watkins says, you got to create businesses to pass them down. Now, for the ownership of going to the community, what the problem is, there's a lot of mental health issues in the black community. Bottom line. And
so
the we don't want to
brainwash. Are we being brainwashed?
No, ain't no brainwashed or nothing.
It's mental health issues that's wrong here.
Listen, let me speak on this for a minute, all right? We have a lot of mental health issues. However you want to spice it and dice it to your program, your disc or shit. I know that. Even Killer Mike said it. Basically, we don't grow our own food. We don't make our own clothes. We don't provide our own shelter for the most part. And we're dependent on other people for that. That makes us weak. You know what
I'm saying?
Okay,
well, I'm sorry, guys. I love this type of conversation. It was that time. I had to cut everybody off and say goodbye and sayonara. Milton X, Brother B, Max, Atlanta, K-Dog, thank you so much for another exciting show. Next week is 100th episode. Call in again. We will start the party the right way. Thank you so much.
Right on. Peace out.
Good night.
Of course. Good night.
All right. Sean Black.
Yes.
Whew. That was bigger than I thought it was.
Yeah. And we have so much material, we could have probably went on for another 2 hours.
Yes, but I will keep my kids up like that. So, next week, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, is our 100th episode. We have our topics pick already, but I will hold off just in case. Just in case anything else pop up. Because I have a feeling there will be a lot to talk about, and we will try to do a 1.5-hour special next Monday night, and we will do a prize giveaway. We will give 10 listeners tickets to United Airlines.
Oh, boy.
What?
Good grief.
When it promised to beat you and drag you down the way. But
of course.
What can I say? Thank you for tuning in to another crazy edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio for the 99th time. I'm your host, Wilmos, the King of Kings himself, the Hot Rod with
Sean Black and the missing Anitra B.
Yeah, she texted me. She's very apologetic. She's stuck at work. That means she's doing some guy in the background again. So you know how that goes. What? Some things will never get old, okay? Unless
I understand.
You know what? I'm about to say something even more dirty, but no. But as always, ladies and gentlemen, the pleasure was all
yours.
So, Sean Black, I heard you're buying dinner next week for us.
You know, I heard that too.
Yeah? You better cash that check, or we'll catch you outside. How about that?
Of course.
Good night, everyone. God bless.
Good night.